Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Corky Sosa.
Yeah, so that was Chip Carey, Steve Stone on the call. Mark Grody was telling us a little earlier about that game, specifically the corked bat. Last night, Mark Grody thought he was going to be popping a cork champagne as he had the Cubs clinching the division.
The magic number is 7.5 games. They could have gotten there last night. Instead, they skip back to 5. But if it goes up to 7.5 games, at any moment, I will celebrate from wherever I am. If I happen to be on the radio, if I am out and about, if I'm at a Cubs game, I will pop the cork and we will celebrate a division clincher, which 7.5 games will do.
Marshall Harris and Mark Grody here with you on Raheemy and Harris. Layla has the day off. We are broadcasting live from a now somewhat overcast Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs-Mariners here at Wrigley. Zach Zaidman will do his pregame show from right here under this tent, starting at 12:45, leading up to first pitch. So if you're coming out here, if you're in the car right now or you're on the Odyssey app, come by, say hi, say what's up. It's all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation. They are here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com. To learn more. And don't forget, it's Sammy Sosa Day. We learned early in the wee hours of the morning from Bob Nightingale that Sammy Sosa would be in the building. He's actually already been in the building since early this morning. Had a conversation with Pete Crow Armstrong, not to be confused with a conversation with Pete Crow Armstrong that our David Haw had on the Mully and Haw show. That was at 9:30. You can go and listen to that conversation in full on the Odyssey app using the Rewind Future. Go to Chapters of the Mully and Haw Show. Meanwhile, Sammy Sosa has been much talked about. We want to hear what you have to say about him. 312-644-6767 on the text line, but also call us. Jordan, Tony, hold your horses. We're going to get to you right in a moment on the old phone line. In the meantime, though, I wanted to let you hear from Sammy Sosa what he had to say about the possibility of getting a statue and his number retired here. Oh, I'm sorry, how he's portrayed in the media. That's my fault. I was looking at two different clips. But this is how Sammy Sosa talked about how he's being portrayed, I should say, in the media.
Look, I mean, today and age, you know, social media, people want to say whatever they want to say. Now, I mean, day and age today, everybody's a reporter. So, look, you know, 90% that approve you and 10% is, not happen. Hey, you know, it's like you win the lottery.
Okay, so he won the lottery. He's back. Is he going to be happy with his winnings? That's the question, Mark Grody.
And let me ask you this, too. Is he going to be happy with his winnings? That's one thing. Do you think anybody's going to ask him any hard questions today?
The way
is this all? Are we all like in happy land now? Are we done with asking Sammy Sosa about his morality and baseball and steroids and all of that? Like, is it done? Is it over? Is he a statue now? Like, is that it? Like, will any of those reporters? I know Pat and Ron are not going to obviously get in to mention steroids or anything like that. I get it.
Well,
it's the company.
And
like, are reporters going to, like, is this just feel good and happy?
No,
or?
Reporters are going to still ask. You know why?
Think?
You know why they're going to ask?
I'm interested.
Here's why somebody's going to ask. There has
what
been
are they gonna ask?
No satisfactory level of contrition from Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
There has never been a satisfactory level of contrition from Sammy Sosa. There are fans who will tell you, I don't care. I get it.
Yeah.
You don't care. I get it, but if the job of a journalist is to get to the truth, part of the contrition is saying, I admit I did it, and here's why baseball should let me back in. You can't start to have that conversation, the bigger baseball conversation, without a level of contrition from
Sammy Sosa. So you still think there needs to be more contrition? That's interesting.
What do you mean more contrition? What level of contrition has there been?
Well, didn't he say, I'd have to see the statement in front of me, but didn't the original statement that he released say that he made some mistakes, right, guys? Do we have that?
Yeah, no, he made mistakes,
here?
but he's not sorry for what he did. You can make a mistake. I know,
but,
and
you
be
said,
like, oh, it was a mistake.
But you said there's
everybody
been no contrition. There has been. There has been a level of contrition, obviously. Well, or else you wouldn't be here.
I don't know that's true. Let's find out what the callers have to say. Let's go to Jordan in Wrigleyville. Jordan, you're on with Raheemian Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla here on The Score.
Hi, I got a few points regarding the steroid era. So the first one is, I think the crime in all this is not that like Sosa hit 66 home runs or Bonds hit 73. It's what it did to the other players that had to use steroids in order to compete. So that's where I think the real crime is. And Ken, there's a hypocrisy in all this too. Like, they were complicit in making money off Bonds, off McGuire, off Sosa. And then all of a sudden the Major League Baseball ostracizes these guys. It's kind of like when the Ford Pinto was blown up in the 70s, if the Ford Motor Company would have said, you know what, let's blame the employees. Like, and it's just not, you know, it's just they're as guilty. And there's been no level of, like, saying sorry from Major League Baseball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I think ownership starts at the top, and the commissioner, the then commissioner Bud Selig, whoever you want to point the finger at, you can always point it a level up, right? Because the fans are just the fans; they're showing up to games, and they'll go with whatever because that's all that's being offered to them, right? But it's up to Major League Baseball themselves, and to a certain point, journalists, to do the work of investigating and exposing what is actually going on. Now, the exposure was there. What happened afterwards, that's where I think the debate begins. And I think that's what we need to look at going forward is, are we good with everything that happened? And that's an individual choice. That's an individual choice to accept what's happened. And if you don't accept it, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stop watching baseball? Is that the thing?
Maybe some people have.
Okay.
I think that's a very small minority. Some people are keeping their grudge, and that's completely understandable. Look, hey, man, I was there for all of that, part fan, part broadcaster during the Sammy Sosa era of baseball, and it was an absolute blast and exciting all at the same time. But, look, Sammy Sosa was, I think it's pretty safe to say at this point, Sammy Sosa was not a great teammate. There's been tons of testimonials on and off the record about that. We've all heard of the famous boombox incident, and I can tell you that I was once in the locker room in 2003, and I remember, because I saw it with my own eyes, the boombox, the famous boombox. I was not there for the beating up and the crushing and the destroying of the boombox, but I was in there one night when good old Kenny Lofton was in that locker room because he was one of the key contributors to that 2003 team. The box is blasting. I see an annoyed Kenny Lofton just kind of shake his head, stand up, do a beeline right to the boombox, turn the boombox down, and then walk quickly back to his locker. So there's so many different parts to this Sammy thing, and that's why I think that just about everybody is right in their opinions.
Is it teammates first or is it fans first? Because if it's fans first, that's why Sammy Sosa is able to come to Wrigley and get the standing ovation that he will get today.
It is fans first. Of course it's fans first. That's why we're here right now at Wrigley Field. That's why Gallagher Way. That's why Sammy Sosa. That's why PC. That's why Craig Counsell, a couple weeks or when he gave him that day off, Craig Counsell admitted that he wants PCA playing at home because the fans deserve to see him. So, yes, it is all about the fans.
And I love that approach from Craig Counsell. He gets it as a former player and as a baseball lifer, a baseball man. Let's go out to Tony in Park Ridge. Tony, you're on with Raheemian Harris, Mark Grody in. Layla has the day off. What are your thoughts on this whole Sammy Sosa thing? Tony?
Yeah,
Tony there?
Tony, you have done it again.
You got to.
And that is not talk to us.
Yeah.
This is not talk.
You got to be ready. I warned you too, Tony. Yeah. I said at the beginning, I said, Jordan, Tony, we'll get to you momentarily. Again, call us 312-644-6767.
Oh, Tony's out here playing bags. Tony, get on the radio. Tony.
That's not the right Tony. I was looking for Tony the Tiger, honestly, when you said that. They are playing Cornhole, not Cornhill.
Cornholio.
Cornholio.
That's what's going on.
Or Bags, as Mark incorrectly likes to call it.
It's Bags, bro.
It's Cornhole. It's Cornhole.
I think Cornhole sounds dirty. I don't like saying Cornhole.
That's about you and your mind.
What?
So if I said stick it up your cornhole, you wouldn't think that was dirty and filthy sounding?
Let's go to the text line real quick. 773. Sammy Sosa deserves nothing. He walked out on the team, used a cork bat, and lied during the steroids investigation, saying he doesn't understand English. I mean, that is the perfect text right there in terms of if you're not here for Sammy Sosa, I understand why, because everything that man said passes Bart. It's true. It passes the board, right? So, that's why my stance on Sammy Sosa, I said it off the top of the show, but I will remind people at home. Sammy Sosa was instrumental in helping to get baseball back on its feet post what happened in 1994 when there was a work stoppage. Sammy Sosa was instrumental and serves as a bit of nostalgia for Cubs fans of a certain age and a certain time period, and baseball fans, to be honest, of a certain age and a certain time period. His home run chase with Mark McGwire, it served a purpose. It was useful, especially to Major League Baseball owners who were trying to get their sport to be valuable again. And Sammy Sosa served a punishment of being put in, as Mark Grody calls it, Cubs jail.
That's right.
For a couple of decades. But we're out of that now. Sammy Sosa is back, and it's not like he's not still being punished, because he will never go into Cooperstown as a Hall of Famer because of what he did. So that's why I'm okay with Sammy Sosa being appreciated by the fan base and by anybody who remembers him in a good way.
I do think that it's possible that Sammy Sosa gets into the Baseball Hall of Fame someday. Not in our lifetimes. Maybe 100 years from now.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson were just let out of baseball jail themselves. So I do think, like, there will be people who will be forward-thinking. Like I said, when even those little children that we're seeing out there here at Gallagher Way, they won't even be around anymore. But I do think that there's a possibility that 100 years down the road, Sammy Sosa will be in the Hall of Fame.
But here's the point, and this is the point with Pete Rose. He won't get to celebrate it. He won't get to enjoy it. He won't be able to go to Cooperstown and give a Hall of Fame
speech. Part of the punishment, then.
Hey, you reap what you sow.
Yeah,
you reap what you sow. And again, for people saying everybody's doing steroids,
there were a lot of people doing steroids.
There were.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out here. I know a contact hitter who had plenty of pop as a contact hitter who didn't do steroids. You know what his name was?
Frank Thomas.
You already know what his name was.
Well, he got the MVP taken away from him by a Giambi, by a Jason of the Giambi.
Did he win two MVPs?
Who, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to back. Did he get to give a Cooperstown speech?
Yeah.
Is he widely regarded as...
That's what a first ballot Hall of Famer looks like, Frank Thomas.
Yes. And so that's kind of the thing right now. That's really what it's about, is putting him relative to other players of his era. And for me, Frank Thomas, and yes, I'm biased because I grew up a White Sox fan watching Thomas play double-A baseball.
You don't have to have a bias with him. He is great.
For the Birmingham Barons, understanding that I like where it is with... Not only just the general notion of Sammy Sosa is back at Wrigley Field today to celebrate the start of this series, but also to celebrate Sammy Sosa ahead of his induction in the Cubs Hall of Fame, but where we are. So I understand we have a tease. So 312-644-6767, weigh in with your thoughts. And we've got more from PCA with David Hall earlier. If you missed that, we're going to play a little bit of that for you, because he was excellent, specifically talking about how he hopes, as Pat Hughes described it, PCA, it's like a movie, and PCA is a star. How he wants that movie to end this season. Plus, we get the latest on contract talks with the Cubs. Will he be getting an extension anytime soon? More of that with Mark Grody, as I, Marshall Harris, hold it down for Layla, who's on vacation, on Raheem and Harris, here on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.